You're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. We're so glad you've decided to join us. To discover more about LMC, visit us online at lifeministry.church. Today's message comes from Senior Pastor Graham Nelson. We pray that it encourages you in your faith journey.
Morning, everybody. What a beautiful morning. What a great worship we had. This morning, we're going to quickly look at 2025 year in review. Now, if I'd ask you to sum up the whole of the year that's just gone and to think of all the events, what would you come up with? Just let's yell out a few. A new job. Did somebody say a new job? Good job. Good job. Someone else? New country. Congrats. Let's welcome a it's an old country, but you're new in our country, okay. New grandchild. Well done. Someone else? A new wife. I'm going to stay exactly there. Congratulations, by the way. Somebody else? Congratulations. Is that all the way through or just one chapter? All the way through. Oh, well then. Hey? A challenge. It was a challenging year. Well done, Ken. A new grandchild. Gee, that's two. It's amazing. Well, we could keep going and we wouldn't stop, and then Andy wouldn't get up to finish at the end of the thing. AI says, and don't believe everything AI says, because I plugged this into AI four times and got four different answers, okay? So AI says that 2025 has been a year of profound contrasts. Groundbreaking advancements in AI and space exploration, historic sporting triumphs, escalating geopolitical tensions, and devastating natural disasters. You know, so much more happened. As I started to put this message together and stop myself and just started to think about the things that I had come to my mind, the first one that came to mind for me was Donald Trump being sworn in as our 47th president of the United States. Whether you like him or whether you don't, he is the president of the United States, and I love the fact that he's swearing on the Bible that his mother gave him. Then we had, for me, it was Pope Francis' death on the 21st of April. And then Anthony Albanese winning his second term on the 3rd of May. And whether you like him or whether you don't, he is the Prime Minister of Australia. And the Bible says to honour those that lead. And then Cardinal Robert Prevost was ordained as Pope Leo XIV on the 8th of May. I always reckon he looks like Doug Peck. Hi, Doug. And then something that really impacted the world was the assassination of Charlie Kurt on the 10th of September. And there were so many images I could have put up there. But he is one of those guys that impacted the world. Worldwide, his death, his assassination was felt. And then we had the Gaza Peace Plan, signed on the 9th of October. And lastly, and I didn't want to put an image up because we have children here, but unfortunately now we can add the Bondi terrorist attack, which was incredibly devastating and sad. In fact, I'd like us to pray right now for the Jewish community in our country, for our country itself. And today, as Prime Minister Albanese has called a day of memorial for them. So let's just pray. Father, we just think of the event that happened last Sunday evening up in Sydney. And Lord God, we know that it was an attack against a race. But Lord God, it was more than an attack against a race. It was an attack against you. It was an attack against what you stand for. It was an attack against light in darkness, Lord God. Father, we know that what the Bible says is true, that what the enemy meant for bad will be turned around for good. And Lord God, even though we know that those 15 that passed away cannot be brought back to life, those many, Lord God, that were impacted in regard to being wounded, Lord God, are going to have scars. We think of those that were there, that, Lord God, will be traumatized. We know that that's not going to change. But, Lord, one thing will change, and that is that your name will be glorified. Your name will be lifted up. And, Lord God, even today, as Hanukkah finishes, Lord God, I pray that we would remember what that means, shining light in darkness. And Father, that we would see your name being glorified, particularly over this Christmas season. Lord God, that we would lift up the name of Jesus, that we would look at this, Lord God, not only as an attack on our country, but, Father, also an opportunity to speak light into darkness. And so, Father, just overshadow each person, overshadow our nation, I pray, overshadow our world even now. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I wasn't going to do it, but I think I will. Messianic... I think it's Celebrate Messiah, are organising down at Caulfield Park tonight at 7:30. For all Christians, for all Jewish Christians, for anyone who wants to join, just an opportunity to celebrate. It'll be live music, candle lighting for the last night of Hanukkah, and a special address by one of the rabbis. So if that's something that you'd like to do, then I encourage you to do it. Something that we can join with our Jewish brothers and sisters and celebrate the Messiah tonight. Now, I can't tell you who won Wimbledon, believe it or not. I was in Uganda. And as at the time of writing, heaven forbid, Matt, I have forgotten who has won, who won the AFL Grand Final. But I do know that Norris stole the Drivers' Championship from our man Piastri in the F1 championship. That one I do know. Now, there is one last one that I remembered, and I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, would have this on your radar. It's an extremely important event. It is that SpaceX has launched a record 166 rockets this year. How many had that on their list, by the way? Did I see one hand? That's more than half the rockets that were launched in the world this year by any other country. And one of the more important things is that Starship, their newest rocket, is going to take rockets to the next level. And Andy said, come on. Now, I've always wanted an excuse to do this, and I know that Andy's very jealous that I'm doing it and he's not. And I know that most of you will be riveted, maybe not Jill Oxley, but most of you will be riveted because I've been trying to get Jill to watch a space launch with me for all year. In fact, I think this is such an incredible event, an exciting thing, that I've decided that we're going to start a new life group next year for all the space nerds. And it's going to be called Majesty. And I even have a scripture that's going to be our theme, Psalm 8. When I look at the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which are set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? So if you'd like to join my home group, we're going to meet online every time a starship is launched, okay? In fact, I've even got a uniform. Andy, would you like to come up? Who'd like Andy to come up? Andy, I have brought you a uniform. You've got to unwrap it and put it on for everybody, okay? Because this is very important. I've got one myself and I'll wear it every step. No, put it on, put it on, put it on. Very nice, actually, he says. It should be. It cost me $125. I should have had mine on. The first members of the new life group, So why don't we watch this? This is very, very important. And when we get to 10, 9, 8, you can start counting down, okay? It better work. Make certain the sound is up.
Minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff. Go Super Heavy. Go Starship. Thanks for all the historic flights, Pad 1.
Booster Raptor chamber pressure nominal.
Now, who wants to join my home group? Okay, enough frivolity. What I really want to do this morning is to be a little selfish. I want to focus on us being the LMC group. And I want to focus on what I believe has been an incredible year where we have seen God move. It'd be good, I think, to stop for a minute in this busy season, to stop and to praise our God for all his benefits, for the way he has overshadowed the LMC group, for all the seeds that have been sown, for the growth and the fruit that we've seen harvested. The Bible says in Psalm 100, it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, in his courts with praise, give thanks to him and bless his name. In Ephesians 5, it says, giving thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus. Then in 1 Thessalonians, it says, in every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So as I thought about the LMC group and as I thought about giving thanks, if I was to pick three words to sum up the year for me and the year of reflection that I have, the first word would be protection. I can see God's protective hand upon us as we have lifted his name high. When you consider that in the world that we live, it's not an easy thing to do. We see the biblical mandate we have as the LMC group being tested by ungodly governments, by woke ideologies, and fringe groups trying to impose their ungodly agendas. God has protected us in the midst of that. Second word that I would use for myself would be peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. What's that saying, peace is? Peace is not the absence of conflict, but peace during the conflict. There's been plenty of conflict, there's been plenty of turmoil, there's been plenty of things that we've had to navigate, but we have God's peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. It's his nature. And peace comes from keeping our minds on Jesus and trusting in him. Peace guides us in the way we live. Peace and God's word form the two rail tracks that we ride on to ensure we get to the destination that God has in store for us. We have lifted the name of Jesus high this year across the property in this church. I just love the fact that we studied John for the length of time that we did, and we did it properly. We have lifted the name of Jesus, and in doing that, we have kept our mind on Jesus, and out of that, we have peace. Then the last one that stood out for me, and it's got a bias in it because of my role, is that we have stayed mission true. We've stayed true to God's word and we've not deviated from the foundation stones that were laid by our forefathers. And what the Bible says, or what does the Bible say, continues to be the mantra throughout all divisions and through the heads talking to their staff, which again, I am so appreciative of. And so this morning, I want to thank the eldership who cover, who lead, who guide, who keep the whole of the LMC group on track and mission true. Can you thank the eldership with me, please? I'm also incredibly grateful to God for the godly leadership of Pastor Andy, for godly leadership of our principal, Michael Bond, and for the director of Oxy Kids, Kim Soper. Again, can we thank them for what they've done this year? And then obviously, they can only achieve what they do because of the amazing staff. And we have over 340 staff employed across the property now, which is an amazing figure. A big power, a big bill, I can tell you. But again, staff that God has brought to us, staff that are all Christian, staff that represent many, many, many different parts of the body of Christ. And so as that staff come together across the property and use their gifts and talents, they do it because they are a part of a body fitly joined together doing their part. So again, can we thank the staff that work? Then, of course, we have an amazing group of volunteers that work throughout each of the divisions, but particularly in the church on our property. When we consider what happens on a Sunday morning down at Children's Church, Pete, Norell, how many leaders are on average a week down there? There's more than 15, 16. Oh, not your group. Selfishness, Pete. Where's Norell? She will know. 10 in your group, 15 in your group, 25. Okay, thank you very much, Pete. Thank you, selfish people, just thinking about your own groups. Well done. I think we've got over 40 or 50 leaders working across the board in our children's ministry, plus everything else. And so it's a fantastic work. And I just thank them for using their gifts and talents. Let's thank our volunteers. In a few minutes, I'm going to ask Andy and Kim to come up. Michael was going to come up, but unfortunately, one of Michael's daughters was taken to the Children's Hospital on Friday night, and the other one was taken to Maroondah Hospital last night. And so he's looking after children in hospital at the moment and won't be able to speak to us today. But he was also going to share on just some of the highlights, some of the impact that Oxy College has had. But Andy and Kim will do it from their group. But I'd like to share just before they come, just some of my own insights. So from a school, my insights looking from the outside in would be the unity within our staff, the servant heartedness they all have to ultimately see the students thrive and grow. We saw Anita this morning get up, and she carries a presence as one of our teachers. You could tell just the way she started to speak, the way she captured everyone's attention. We have an amazing staff up there, and that is not just our teaching staff. It's all our admin staff. It's all the ancillary staff that works throughout the school that makes that school tick. They demonstrate to me what Paul says in Ephesians, a body fitly joined together, every member doing their part. Another thing that I get great joy out of in watching the school is from seeing the children having fun in a safe and secure environment, not having to be exposed to the diversions that have the potential to rob them from being able to enjoy life in the future. You know, our school is a haven for families. It is a safe place. And lastly, but not least, one of the things that have given me great joy throughout the school year this year has been seeing talent being released in the myriad of opportunities that our students have to show their gifts and talents, whether it be academically, whether it be sporting, or whether it be in the performance or music area. We have an incredible group of children. At Oxy Kids, It would be sitting down there or going down there and just watching kids run excitedly into their classrooms and the incredible love shown by the amazing educators that God has blessed us with down there. Again, you've got to be a special breed to look after young children, and they do an amazing job. And then at church here, it would be the spirit of joy and unity in the church resulting in God's blessing of work, blessing the work of everyone's hands. You know, where there's unity, God commands a blessing, and we can certainly see that blessing outworked. The other thing that has blessed me is the amazing amount of new people we've seen join the church this year and the blessing that they have brought us as much as hopefully we're bringing them. And finally, some of the fruit that we've seen this year. And again, I'm sure there's more numbers than I know of, but we've had 14 first-time decisions that we know of this year. We've had 57 rededications. We've had 25 baptisms, and let's show this. This is one of the baptisms that really blessed me. This is Crystal getting baptized. Just go through the four of them. Just stop there. Look at that. Isn't that a beautiful face? And then the next one, just to see the families coming together and just to be able to join Crystal in her baptism. And that was done 25 times throughout the year. Baptisms are such an amazing event in our church. We've had nine babies born. We've had six engagements. And we've had five weddings. And again, when you think of those engagements and those weddings, that's against the trend that is happening in the world. Why do you think that we're seeing such blessing? The Bible says that people liked what they saw and God added to the church daily. Because we are honouring God's word, because those that are getting married are doing it the right way and wanting to honour God with that covenant of marriage, God commands a blessing. And out of that blessing, we see children, we see baptisms, we see a myriad of things happening. Lastly, before I invite Andy and Kim to come and share, I want to share two things that have happened across the LMC group this year that have really impacted me. And one of them made me feel like an incredibly proud father as I just thought of what God was doing in this place. And I just wish Pastor Oxy was here to be able to hear and to know that the vision that he had right back then has brought such incredible fruit and continues to bring fruit. I won't be sharing names or any details because that would identify the person and I don't want to do that. And I apologise to E in advance if the details are not 100% correct. This is E's story, which I heard recently. E came to Melbourne as a uni student back in, I think, 2014 or thereabouts, trained to become an accountant. She wasn't a Christian. She came from mainland China and she was what is called a free thinker. No religion, no bias whatsoever. After finishing her course and graduating, she went back to China where she met her husband, and they both returned back to Melbourne. He studied here while she was here to work. They had two children. Their children started to attend Oxy Kids. The kids started coming home with Bible stories and songs. In fact, he said that Waymaker was a non-stop hit all the time. In fact, she had to get the DVD or the CD to put in her car so that the kids could listen to it on the way to Oxley Kids. They also started to say grace before each meal because that's what you do at Oxley Kids. They started listening to the Christian songs in the car on the way to school. During this time, her mother-in-law back in China contracted cancer. Her mother-in-law had some Christian friends. She wasn't a Christian, by the way. Her mother-in-law had some Christian friends in the village that they came from who witnessed to her, gave her a Bible. Ultimately, she accepted Jesus and also that cancer she had was cured. The mother-in-law sent E through the post a Chinese Bible which she started to read. E and her husband put the children into Oxley College, and the Bible stories, etc., grew. Children started to share more and more of what they knew about God and what they were hearing at Oxley College. So the children started and wanted to start going to kids club on Friday night. And then they wanted to come to children's church on a Sunday. E felt that dropping the children off down there, she should come up to church here, but she was scared. However, she braved coming to church, and she was met at the door by lovely Nina. Are you here, Nina? By lovely Nina, who found her a seat near her. Lots of people spoke to her at 62nd High. 62nd High works. I wish it didn't, but it does. She felt so loved and welcomed that she hasn't missed a service since, she said. He has since become a Christian and has now been appointed to a new role at Oxley Christian College next year. What an incredible story. The thing that blesses me most in seeing how all the divisions have played a part in his story. He didn't come on as a Christian. Her family weren't Christian. Yet this was a safe place that people had talked about. I know that E's journey isn't isolated, and I again love what God has blessed us to do as a church. All divisions started out of this church as a ministry arm of the church. So church, you should be proud, like I'm proud, of what God has built. And if you don't ever go anywhere around the property, one day just take some time to have a walk around the school grounds, or take some time and walk down the very back of the property and just have a look at what God has blessed us with. A city on a hill, a light on a hill. And the last one I want to read is something that was given to me on Friday by Pastor Pete. And this was from the principal at Chernside Park Primary School. And this is a bit of his 2025 Year 6 graduation address. And remember, he's speaking to the Year 6 parents. It's a school function. He didn't have to say this, but he did. He said, "Before we conclude this evening, I'd like to take this moment to acknowledge and sincerely thank Life Ministry Church for the outstanding partnership they share with Chernside Park Primary School. In particular, I wish to recognise Peter Harris and the wider Life Ministry congregation for their ongoing commitment to our students and our community. Through the dedication of their student mentors, that's Kids Hope, role modelling for many of our children, their presence has made a meaningful difference, especially for our senior students, as they navigate their final years of primary school. We are also deeply grateful for the support of Life Ministry Church provides to our school and the broader community through their involvement in community events. Their generosity, their care, their willingness to walk alongside our families truly reflect the strength of this partnership." And again, a beautiful and gracious thing to be told and said about us. But those of you who are mentors, thank you so much, Kids Hope mentors. Those of you who work on the property, those of you who help at the games that we play at the start of the year with them. You know, those of you that help face painting, those of you that have helped at the Christmas carols, we are making a difference. And it's a difference being made not because we want to get something, but because we've got something to give. And it's a beautiful thing. So again, let's thank everybody for what they've done up there. Matt, can I have the microphone, please? Kim, would you like to come up and share with us? Let's welcome Kim as she comes.
Good morning, everyone. As Pastor Graham said, I head up Oxley Kids, for those of you that don't know me, and it is truly a team thing, as he said. I wanted just to highlight a couple of things that have happened this year in particular, but also overall, and how God works even in the littlest ones and in their families. I remember I read some research many years ago that highlighted the importance of the early years of a child's life. It's stated that by age 5, the foundations of a child's worldview are set. After this age, they continue to be built upon as their understanding grows and they develop. So how important then is it that we instill in our littlest ones a foundation that God made them and they are unique. He loves them and he wants a relationship with them. And that's our heart. And as we lay these foundations, we don't often see fruit in this age group. However, we do sometimes see the flow-on effect on the rest of the family. And I'm not sure if you realise, but we don't limit our enrolment to Christian families. We do, however, make sure everyone who enrolls knows what it means that we are Christian and they're happy for their child to be part of that. The fruit we see is in children who happily and simply pray and trust God. Parents who know they aren't alone and staff who support each other and our families. It's a community centred on God. I probably would have mentioned the story that Graham did, but I won't go on again. But some good examples of fruit that we have seen this year in our families. I'd like to share with you the story of Maura, who I did ask permission, so she's happy for me to say. So briefly, her son, Ryan, came to us for kindergarten when we first opened in 2015. He went on to the college and continued after school with us. The seeds were sown. As time went on, her daughter Rena was born, and she joined us in our toddler room when she was nearly 2, back in 2021. Over time, just like the story Graham just said, Rena was telling her family about what she learned at childcare, including Bible stories and Christian songs. Maura said to me she could see that her beautiful daughter was loved and peaceful, and she wanted to know more. She started to find out more, and including through friends God had placed in her life right when she first came to Australia. And she was encouraged by God's evident care in a car accident she had, which prompted her to seek to follow him. She's been coming to LMC now for nearly 2 years and now also works for us, sharing God's love to more families. Time and time again, we hear from so many people, and especially those who visit a lot of different kinders and childcares, so therapists and council support workers, that our centre is different. It's often commented that one of the key differences is that the love each educator has for all of the children is evident. This is so heartening. Jesus reminded us, by this all people will know you are my disciples if you have love for one another. We do what we do firstly for God, and this is the hallmark. Just this past week, I received an email from a grateful parent. I'd like to read some of it to you. They're moving on from OxyKids if they've moved out of the area. And I share this and would like you to realise we hear the same thing so many times. This mother writes, "This has been an incredibly difficult decision to make and one that I have thought long and hard about. While this is the right step for our family, it comes with a lot of emotion, as OxyKids has been such a special and important part of our lives. I truly cannot thank you and the entire Oxley team enough for the love, care and unwavering support you have shown my children and I over the past 2 years. From day one, we've felt so welcomed, supported and genuinely cared for, not just as children attending a centre, but as a family. That feeling has meant more to me than I can properly express. My daughter has absolutely thrived during her time at OxyKids. She's grown in confidence, independence and happiness, and it's been such a comfort to know she was in an environment where she was known, valued and loved. The care, patience and dedication of her educators has made a lasting impact on her, and I will always be deeply grateful for the role they have played in her early years. I also want to sincerely thank you for the kindness and understanding shown to my son and for the support I've personally received as a parent. Navigating these early years is not always easy, and the compassion and encouragement from the OxyKids team has made such a difference to us. It has never gone unnoticed. Please pass on my heartfelt thanks to all of the educators and staff who have been part of our journey. Leaving OxyKids is bittersweet, and we will always look back on our time there with immense gratitude and very fond memories. OxyKids is such a beautiful, nurturing environment for children and families, and it will always hold a very special place in our hearts." I've got one other story that I wanted to pass on really quickly. We had a family who were with us for a couple of years and they left to move into state. We have a poster in our foyer that says, "All are welcome, important, respected, encouraged, embraced here." And as the mother was saying goodbye to me, she was in tears and she pointed to the poster and said, "Thank you, you all live those words." That's what we're about. Time and time again, we hear from our families that they have been encouraged, supported, and have found community. Some have told us that their lives or that of their family have been pointed to God, and they've been challenged to live a life of service to Him, not just say they're Christian, but really live it. The Great Commission invites us to go into all the world to preach the gospel. It includes to the littlest ones and their families. I know heaven smiles when we share the gospel and point others to God, because we are His ambassadors. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kim. Don't mind my SpaceX Christmas sweater, everyone. Is this mine to keep? Thank you so much, Kim. And thank you, Graham. This is very nice. It's a Falcon 9 right there. As I was considering just the different things that have been shared this morning, we have four divisions across the property: Oxley Kids, Oxley Christian College, Oxley Stadium, separate one, and Life Ministry Church. And I just was thinking about us, and it might be a bit of a weird picture, but it's like we are all four of us, we form part of a hand, but this hand and today is not about Life Ministry Center, because we are a hand that forms a finger that just points to Jesus. And that is every single part of what we do as an organization, is that people would come to know Him. That is why the hard work happens. That is why everything that we do with the Bible as our foundation, because we want people to know Jesus and know the true Jesus. Myself and our staff team, when it comes to the church, we are always overjoyed to hear the number of stories about people's lives being transformed by Christ. And we, as we review the different programs and as we review the different events, we don't celebrate them going really well any in comparison to people who we hear have just dedicated their lives to God or have seen transformation happen. That happens when we live faithful and obedient to God in all things. And Graham acknowledged it, and Kim had said it as well. We may not see or hear all of the different things, but we do hear some of them. But there are so many seeds that are being sown right throughout the year by so many different people. We heard some of those about Churnside Park Primary. Today I could talk to you about the young mums in our Jelly Beans group under leadership of Sam and the impact that our Jelly Beans playgroup has on the local community of mums that come in and experience what it is to be in a Christ-centered organization that they had no other context to, and that leads on to the different things that we've talked about today as well. I could tell you about the ministry of Nick through the team with Be the Love, and not that it's just a blessing to those receiving the meals, but it's a blessing to those who are organizing those meals in different organizations as well. I could tell you about my own experience as a parent of three children and how much the ministry of the teachers at Oxley College means to us, and how much the leaders at our kids' ministry mean to us, and how much the youth under the leadership of Matt and Holly mean to us as our own children are making their way through these years, because we can't do it alone. And the difference it makes for Cass and I on a personal level is so important and so profound. I could share with you about the profound impact that I have had this year walking through with some of the particularly elderly members of our congregation through the loss of loved ones and watching the way that they have stayed heaven-focused through those seasons. What an inspiration that is. This is community working together. I could talk to you about the miracles that we've seen in youth. I could talk to you about the fact that our hall downstairs in Hall 2 is booked nearly every night of the week and during the days for Bible studies throughout the church. There is so much blessing that comes from the unity in community. But I just want to share two little stories here. And Gray, this has just been a wonderful exercise just for me to go through, to think about all that God has done. And I want to leave that with you as well today, for you to go at the end of this year and to consider what the Lord has done in your life throughout the year. So easily we can begin to focus on what we want Him to do next, that we don't stop to give Him thanks and praise for what He has already done. And I want to talk to you about a gentleman who called the office. He called the office in August of this year, and Sky answered the phone. And you never know in our office what type of phone call you're going to get and what that person is actually after. And he called and said, "I've got a few questions about the end times. I've been watching some stuff online and I don't know how to make sense of this." And so he literally just Googled churches in the area and called us. He lives in Moorabark. She passed the call on to me. And I began speaking with this gentleman about a number of the things that he had heard and brought some biblical clarity to that as well. I had the opportunity to share over this 15-minute phone call the gospel with him. And I don't share this because it's not something that, you know, we, us as pastors, we're the ones that do this. You may have the opportunity today or tomorrow to have these same conversations. And I want us to continue to pray for God to give those to us. To be honest, like I said, we never know those types of calls. We never know the motives that people want. But as we spoke, I could tell that there was a yearning within him. And after that 15 minutes, I asked him the question, what do you think about all this? And he said, it sounds really good. It makes real sense to me. I said, well, there's a step that remains in putting your faith in Christ. Do you want to make Jesus Lord of your life? And he said, yes. And so I prayed with him over the phone and then got his hands on a Bible, just the Bible app, just there on the phone. And it was such a joyous thing. And I told some of the team in the office of what I just experienced. And again, this is just a one example. And it struck me because a couple of minutes later, he called the office back and I was happened to be walking past and this guy said, he wants you again. And the question was, on the Bible, I've got all these different things. It says once it says NIV and it says ESV and it says, what is all that? And it just made me realize that some people don't have any context to who Jesus is. And starting with the basics, whenever you are having a conversation with anyone, is absolutely where you need to start. And then where do I start in the Bible? The Bible's a big book. Where do I begin? And just pointing him to the right place, which my default is always to go and read the book of John. He now has an assurance of his salvation. He now has peace beyond anything that he has experienced before. And he now has a community that he can engage with so that he can have purpose moving forward. You never know when the seeds that somebody else has sowed are ready to be watered by you and even harvested by you. The person sitting next to you today could also need some watering. I want to take it forward a little bit, that discipleship process from the beginning, and to someone who's been with us for just under 3 years. And Brad, who's sitting up there, has been with us for just under 3 years. And last November, we had the joy of hearing part of his testimony as he led us in communion. And when we talk about discipleship, this is a guy, this is an example of somebody who has received intentional discipleship from Chris and from others in this church and has actively said, I want to be discipled. And he has a hunger for Christ. And if you don't know Brad, he's an Aussie bloke. Brad has a love-hate relationship with the Carlton Football Club, loves a hit of golf, loves a donut. He loves working on Melbourne Water, and he's a Mr. Fix-It man, and he's just a great guy. But the Brad felt a call on him at the start of this year to go deeper with God. And I remember having this conversation with him. And the result is at the end of this year, Brad has read 40 theological books this year. And as I texted him to ask him that, I said, Brad, what are you up to? What's your number? He's like, I've just read 40. And he said, I was just at Coorong today, actually getting 3 more. Because of the hunger that he has to know God. These are not insignificant books. These are deep ones with some of the most profound areas of the Christian faith. And he's, like I said, an example of someone who has sought discipleship and is being actively discipled. These couple of examples, I want to be an encouragement for us because it's the environment that we're in here at Life Ministry Center. And whether intentional or not, we need to continue to come and surrender ourselves before the King of Kings and say, God, what do you want us to do? Because we know there are so many people in the surrounding suburbs of ours that need to know the truth that we know and grow in him. And so never, never let us continue to look inside in all that what we want how we want to do things, but let's continue to look out because these guys need to be discipled and we have that opportunity as a church. So thank you to God for all that he does. The last thing I wrote was, we want Life Ministry Center to be a place where the ministry of life actually continues to occur, all for the glory of God. And that's down to us. Thanks, Pastor Gray.
We're going to stand and we're going to sing and worship our God again. But before we do that, I'd like us to pray. Can we all stand together, please? To God be the glory, great things He has done. Why don't you just grab hands with the person next to you? Let's make as long a bigger chain as we possibly can, symbolizing and representing that we are a body fitly joined together. Let's pray together. Father, I just thank you for what you've done this year. And Lord God, we haven't been self-serving, or I haven't been self-serving. Lord, I truly do recognize your hand upon us. And Father, I recognize that your hand upon us is outworked and operated through many, 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 many hands. And Father, for those that have been called, the staff that we have, for the volunteers we have, for the incredible leadership we have, Father, for just the opportunity that we have on this property with the size it is and the facilities we have to be able to bless our community. And then, Father, as we see those fingers of this property going out into the world, into the community around us, whether it be through the programs we run, to the programs that Nick runs, to the stuff that Pete does in the schools. Lord God, just to the words of mouth that we have with our workplaces, to our international student program, Lord God, to just be able to bless new people coming into our country, as we recognized earlier on in the morning. Father, I just thank you for what you've done today. And Lord God, we don't take it for granted. We recognize, Lord God, that we can't rest on our laurels. We recognize that without you, we are nothing. Without your anointing, we are nothing. And so, Lord, we continue to covet your anointing, Lord God, your grace upon us. And Lord, we commit to continue to be obedient to your word, to allow your word to be the lead of our lives. And so, as we celebrate Christmas, as we celebrate the incredible birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the sacrifice made that we might have redemption, Lord, I pray that we would truly sing, "To you be the glory." Amen.
Well, good morning, church. My name's Anita, and I have the privilege of leading you in communion today. Thank you, welcome team, for distributing the elements. You know, one of the things I love most about this church is the fact that it is has so many generations that are present here together each Sunday. And today is an extra special day because we have our kids in the service with us. If you're a kid, can you just let us know you're here by giving us a little woo? Oh, there's a few of you there. Good to have you. Now that we know that you are definitely here, we need you to know how much better our church is because you are here. So why don't you turn around to the adult who brought you here and give them a look that says, "I know you just love having me in church today." Well, I can see a few good looks there. And that adult is going to turn around and communicate back to you non-verbally to say, "You are so right. Church is an even better place because you are in the service with me today." Impressive adults. You see, this type of interaction can only happen if you attend a thriving intergenerational church. Over the past few years, jokes about the difference between generations have become quite popular. Labels like boomers and millennials are commonplace and serve to make assumptions about people according to their birth year. It's true that each generation has been formed and influenced by what life was like when they were in their younger years. Worldwide events like the Depression, wars, COVID-19, politics, the invention of different technologies, popular parenting styles at the time. All of these shared experiences means you naturally just get what the things that other people your age do. I remember carefully listening to the opening bars of songs on the radio to quickly push record on my tape deck to make a copy of my favourite songs. And that's an experience that Generation X's can relate to. There's a few nods there. Of course, that is laughable to Generation Z, who have always had music readily accessible on their phones. But although we've had different experiences that have shaped us here on Earth, there are some things that we have in common, no matter what our generation or our age group. We've all been created by the same God with the same human needs. We all have the same intrinsic needs to be loved, accepted, and to belong. And this is true for all of us, no matter what our background. culture, financial situation, country of birth, or our age group. As human beings, we will seek to have these needs met, sometimes in all the wrong places, if that's all we know. And yes, we can find love, acceptance, and belonging to a degree in our family, our friends, and our community. But the one place we can truly have these needs met is the way we were designed to, in relationship with the God who created us. In 1 John 3:1, it says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." And as children of God, we are accepted and valued, not based on our achievements, but because of his love for us. Jesus died for every generation that has passed and for those that are yet to be born. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. He accepts us and he invites us to come to him just the way we are, with all of our faults and our hidden yucky bits. We can freely belong to the kingdom of God. So, no matter which generation you belong to, whether you're one of our fabulous tech-savvy kids here today, or whether you were raised to be seen and not heard, God is ready and waiting to meet those deep needs within you. He listens and speaks to all of his children, no matter what their age is. While we take communion this morning, I encourage you to think about your own life. Are there any areas the Holy Spirit is prompting you to bring to him? Do you truly feel loved, accepted, and a sense of belonging in his presence? Let's take communion. Lord, thank you that in you we find our home, that nothing can separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message. If you'd like to hear more inspiring messages from Life Ministry Church, or you would like to know more about us, including service times, events, or what following Jesus is all about, be sure to visit us online at lifeministry.church. Thanks again for listening.